You say hello, I say goodbye.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Good to have you along this Monday morning as we continue our special look at the fallout of the financial crisis, with some hope today for a better month ahead. October was just plain scary. The Dow was down 14% for the month. From its peak last October, it's down 38%. Market volatility was so intense last month, there were just 3 days we didn't see the Dow rise or fall in triple digits. With all of that, a new survey out this morning from the National Association of Business Economists is no shocker. It suggests the economy will keep getting worse and is already in recession. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has more from our bureau in New York.
About a third of people responding to the survey said demand for their goods and services increased between late summer and early fall. But here's the catch. 35% say demand fell. The last time the survey turned out this way was 2001, when the economy went into a recession. The group that puts out the survey, the National Association of Business Economists, says that this indicator's been predicting recessions for more than 25 years. And NABE says don't expect the news to get better anytime soon. Almost half of respondents say they expect the GDP to be lower next year, and a majority think the economy will grow by less than 1%. The quarterly survey talks to around 100 top business economists. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
We start the new month after a record-setting rally last week. The Dow picked up 144 points, or 1.5%, Friday to 9,325. Asian stocks were mostly higher today. Hong Kong's main index closed up nearly 3%. European shares are higher across the board right now. Detroit's big automakers will announce U.S. sales figures today. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
Okay, odds are if you're one of the people in America with a pickup truck, it ain't a luxury, it's a way of life.
This is Ford's latest pitch for its monster pickup truck, the F-150. The company said last week it'll rehire 1,000 employees and ramp up production. Joe Philippi is president of Auto Trends Consulting. He says Ford's move doesn't mean automakers are reversing course because of falling gas prices.
They'll get plenty of years going forward out of big pickups and SUVs, but the market is going to be a lot smaller than it was in the past.
Philippi says demand for giant vehicles will mostly come from those who actually need them. He says automakers are well aware of that.
They're definitely afraid of zigging when the market suddenly starts zagging, but a broad array of consumers have truly changed their attitude.
He says even if gas prices go low and stay there, consumers aren't currently inclined toward big, expensive vehicles. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Nissan announced starting this week it'll offer 0% financing on 5 of its top-selling models. Toyota rolled out a similar deal last month.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Perhaps the biggest question for markets this week, how will stocks respond to tomorrow's presidential election? As we head into the last day of campaigning, lawmakers in Washington are tossing around ideas for a second government stimulus package. Let's bring in Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, what do you make of the discussions on stimulus part two so far?
I suspect, Renita, that the stimulus package is not so much about stimulating the economy, but stimulating votes tomorrow, because the incumbents want to show that not only rich people and big corporations can get, say, $1 trillion from the government, but regular people can get their own hundreds of billions of dollars. So why not, as long as we're throwing these unimaginable amounts of money around, why not throw some of it to regular people, which might help a few people keep their seats?
You had state leaders, trade groups, economists all descending on the House last week to sort of talk about what should be next, looking at a lot of ideas that are going out right now, including guarantees for municipal debt.
But that has nothing. The only thing that stimulates is bond owners. This has nothing to do with stimulating the economy. If you want to say, let's ensure this, let's do that, let's do public works, fine, let it rise or fall on its own merits. But to call it stimulus is the kind of thing that ought to get the Federal Trade Commission, if it's still alive, after you for false labeling.
Well, in fact, as I understand it, the first stimulus bill had initially included some money for infrastructure spending and those kinds of things, but ended up being taken out because the fear was, you know what, putting this into construction projects would take too long to create any sort of economic benefits. You know, people wouldn't feel like something's happening.
Right. There was also, forgive me, a political component to that, as I remember, where the Republicans were against it because, you know, ideologically. And I'm sure the Republicans would still ideologically be against public works. I might even be ideologically against public works. But public works worked really well as a long-term thing in the Depression. I think it's clear that they worked, that it worked well. This isn't the Depression. And we're talking about giving the economy a shot in the arm, and public works won't do it.
Where's your head right now with all this talk of psychology?
My head is doing where it always is, Renita. I'm just trying to survive and take care of myself and my family.
Mm, I hear that. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan, happy voting to you.
And to you as well, Renita.
Let us know what you're thinking when it comes to this second stimulus idea at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.